Welcome to the Morphin Grid, everybody. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And this is a bonus episode where we're going to talk about toys.
Yeah.
Is that what this one is?
Brought to you by Gary Bingaman, who suggested that we're kind of in need of some ideas for bonus episodes. So we reached out. Gary suggested toys and video games. Spoilers. That's going to be next week's bonus episode. So let's talk about video games.
Yeah, we're splitting them up.
Yeah. So toys, though, I feel... Okay, cards on the table. We haven't recorded a podcast in weeks, and I feel like I don't remember how far away I need to be to the microphone. I feel like I'm fine here. It looks like I'm fine here.
Yeah, that looks fine.
But I can't tell. So hopefully this isn't like super quiet. I don't have to do any weird post-matter stuff. So, toys. Power Rangers had them. You played with them. I played with them.
Played with some. I didn't have as many as I would have liked.
I had more than most kids in my family's salary income bracket probably would have. I had literally no other toys for like 3 years.
See, I also had a lot of Ninja Turtles toys. Those kind of trumped it.
Yeah, I had some before, but then Power Rangers came in and I was like, everybody get out of the way. Power Rangers is here, guys. So what was your first Power Rangers toy that you can remember?
The only ones that I actually remember having are the flip head morph action ones.
Yeah, I had all of those. Literally.
I had Jason and Tommy, and I think Zach and Billy. I did not have the girls.
I had all five original ones and Tommy, and then I had Rocky, Adam, and Aisha, and White Ranger Tommy.
Jeez.
Yeah. Also, they were called – I did some research today.
Okay.
Just so I knew what
I saw that on the table, and I thought that was just your Mario Kart trophy list, because I looked at it like, that's a list. That must be what it is.
Same notebook, but no. I went onto the internet, and I said, Google, I need you to Google me a fact. I need you to Google me what the Power Ranger toy line was like in 1993.
And Google was like, yeah, sure, bro, what's up?
It's like, yeah, here it is. And then so it gave me a couple options. The one I went with – because there was the one on the Power Rangers wiki. It did not seem – first of all, the Power Rangers wiki, wonderful resource. Not for toys. It's good for episodes, good for characters. It's kind of cluttered. I don't like the way they lay out the individual Power Ranger seasons, because they'll be like, here's all the Zords they had and here's all the weapons they had. But it just does not look good. It's not super well put together. So I went on to a website called grnrngr.com.
Guns, Roses, and Rosins. Guns, Roses, and Roses, and Guns, Roses.com.
I think it's actually Green Ranger with no vowels.
Oh, yeah. I see that.
You dummy. So, yeah, it had like a list of just like all of them. Like I went onto the actual website afterwards. There's like a lot of stuff there. I'm going to check it out. It looks like a pretty good, thorough website. So go check that out. Link will be in the show notes, whatever form show notes take. But the toys page from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers toys was like very thorough, with one notable exception. I could not find a picture, because it would have like pictures and then like a barcode.
Really?
It said like click UPC. Like, there was, like, or show UPC or something, because, like, you clicked on one, and it'd be like, here's a picture, and do you want a UPC? Right. Do you want to look for it on eBay? And, like, and it had, like...
It's a real weird collector's thing.
Yeah, and, like, it had, like, the case pack quantity. Like, this one came in packs of five. Like,
that's crazy thorough.
That's very thorough.
How did they know all that from 20 years ago?
I don't know. Someone found a box with a number
on
it. Like, for everything, though. Every single thing had that. I could not find an entry for the weapons, like the power weapons.
Yeah, I didn't have any of those.
I did. I still do. I have the axe in my room over there. It's the only one I have here because I have it taken apart. And at one point, I was like, I'm going to clean it up. I'm going to put it back together. It'll look real nice, and then I never did that. So maybe that's a project that I should do at some point. I have my Megazord. Megazord's right on my shelf over there. Crack my shoulder. It's fine. We're all going to move past it.
Yep.
Those are the ones I have here. But yeah, so anyway, back to the Flippy Head guys. They're called Automorphin, and they were $4 a piece.
What does that translate? That's like $8 now.
That's minimum $8 now. It's probably closer to 9 or 10, but also... Right. These dudes had flipping heads and a relatively good selection of articulation. They were real boxy down the middle.
They came with weapons, because I know mine have blasters.
Yeah, they came with blasters and whatever their power weapon was.
And Tommy came with a shield.
For $4.
For $4.
That's bananas. Nowadays, it's like, hey, here's a Dino Ranger.
Here's a smaller than those were Dino Ranger.
And like
$9.
You can make the argument like it's more articulate. But yes, it is. But I feel like that shouldn't increase the price because it's been 20 years.
It's more articulate, but it's less plastic. It's less material.
There's less stuff there. The technology to make it more articulate is not like tricky
right
now. Like we've had 20 years to perfect it. So like, come on, guys. Just drop your price a little bit and I'll buy your toys. I was also thinking Power Ranger movie's coming out next year after next. 2017?
Yeah, January 2017 now.
There's going to be Power Rangers toys again. Like Mighty Morphin style Power Ranger toys. That's a very...
We have that now.
We have Legacy version, right?
Well, like... And the Super Mega Force
right.
Little Rangers.
But I mean, like, there's going to be... Like, I can get, like, a new Megazord. I hope they're cool. I just hope all the toys are cool. I hope the movie's cool. I'm worried, but I'm optimistic. Cautiously optimistic. I've been burned before. So I have a list here of like all the toys that I had that
I can remember. Okay, let's go through that. I remember one more that I had.
Okay, what did you have? What was the other one?
You remember Mighty Max, right?
Yes.
It was similar to that. It was inside of a morpher.
Yep.
And you would pop it open.
Yeah.
I had the White Falcon,
which was like a cave,
and you could like flip
the coin.
Power coin.
Yeah. I had two of those. I had the White Ranger one. I think I had that same one. I think it was in a cave.
I think so.
I think I had a Pink Ranger one. They were called Mini Worlds, according to this website. I did not remember that.
Right.
That's not off the top of my dome. That's as research. But they were little Mighty Max Polly Pocket style ones. Kimberly apparently had one that was like the juice bar, and it had like a you could flip it over, and maybe it was something different. It looked like
right,
but very neat
Mighty
stuff.
Mighty Max was cool.
Mighty Max is cool. Now they're like, kids will choke.
Yeah, I had a, like, we're getting off Power Ranger stories, but that's fine. I had, like, a giant Mighty Max, like, mountain.
Yeah.
It had, like, a bunch of stuff in it. It was awesome.
And, like,
I don't know where it is. I should ask my mom if she has it somewhere.
Yeah, I don't think I had any huge Mighty Max ones. They were all around the same size, the ones that I had. I know one was a volcano. That might have been a Power Rangers one.
I had one that was, like, a zombie head. It was real tiny, and you open it up, and there's like a little graveyard.
Yeah. Oh, I had that. Yeah. I think I had that one, or I knew someone who had one. I've played with that in the past. Mighty Max is real cool, and again, too chokeable. So they had to get rid of them.
Wonder Balls anymore.
There was obviously the Megazord. Yeah, that sucks, man. There's obviously the Megazord, which is the coolest toy. I'm gonna go on record right now. It's the coolest toy there's ever been. It's the best toy.
I never had one.
I got one. I told the story in the very first episode, but it's been a little while since then. So
111 episodes.
Yeah. When the Megazord came out, it was Tickle Me Elmo. It was the first Tickle Me Elmo. I don't know if there was like a Ninja Turtle toy that was hard to find before then.
Yo-yos were real popular. I don't know.
But like, I don't think they were like, oh, like moms trying to kill each other to get a yo-yo for Christmas,
right.
You know? So like you couldn't find one. There was none in New Hampshire, the whole state. There was none in Massachusetts. There was none in Vermont. My uncle owned a convenience store in upstate New York, and he had a kid that worked for him that also worked for Toys R Us. So one day he got a call, and this is like December 22nd, maybe December 23rd, and the kid's like, I have a Megazord. I've hidden it out back. You have to come right now to get it, because if they find out that I hid it, I will be fired.
Right.
And so he's like, all right. And so he went there. He got it. He went back, called my parents, because my parents were trying to like figure out like – the only thing I want.
How to break the news to you? On how Santa couldn't make you a Megazord?
Exactly. So hopefully there's no kids listening to this. But I feel like if you figure out how to download podcasts,
right?
Maybe you're a little older than that. Either way, I don't want to ruin the magic for anybody. So they were like losing their minds trying to figure it out. My uncle's like, I got one. And they were like, hallelujah. Praise be Jesus. And so he boxed it up, put my dad's work address on it, and then the return address was my dad's work address. So no matter where it went, it had to go to my dad's work.
Right.
And so he sent it, shipped it overnight. They got it on Christmas Eve. And then I had it the next morning. And there's a picture at my house. I'm trying to find it when I'm up there next week. But it's just me in, like, yellow or blue footy pajamas, like, holding up the Megazord like it's the Holy Grail. Just, like, beaming. It's good. It's a good time. But, yeah, it is the coolest toy I think there is because it, like, it goes together. I know that's dumb because that's, like, now we're spoiled. Now, duh.
But right. Now then, we have a whole line of toys for every cartoon that just comes apart and goes together.
Yeah, like they, yeah, like, oh, switch out the arms on every toy right. ever.
You want your Casey Jones to have turtle legs and shredder arms?
Boom.
I mean, kids were doing that anyway. They just, now they marketed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, now they just made it so the ball joints are easier to pop back in. You don't have to be like, hey, you hold this then, I'm gonna hold this leg. We're gonna yank. Yeah, but like, it, like, every part of it is a toy, and then it becomes a bigger toy.
Right.
And like, now, obviously, there's been 20 different seasons of Power Rangers, like,
yeah, probably 20 different Megazords,
at least 20, because some seasons had two, some had yeah, some true. Had three, so there could be like upwards of like 30 ish just floating around. Back then though, like, there was nothing like that. Like, you had Ninja Turtle toys,
right? You had Transformers, but they didn't come apart into smaller pieces. Yeah, they just turned into a yeah, different thing,
which is awesome in its own right.
It is,
you know. And like, look, Beast Wars is my jam. I had a lot of Beast Wars toys because they were harder to put together, I think. Maybe I was just dumber. I didn't like Transformers as a kid. Beast Wars was my jam, though.
Yeah, I never got into it.
I have it all on DVD.
I do, too. But I just, because I want to watch it now, I just haven't.
Oh. It's also on Netflix. There's, like, basically no reason that you shouldn't.
I remember watching it, but it wasn't one of those shows that I was, like, that I held on to afterwards.
Yeah, it probably does not hold. I mean, like, the first episode I saw had a panther in, like, a space suit. His name is Ravager, I think, and he was like, I'm here to kill Optimus Primal or something. I don't remember, but I was like, yeah, I'm in. Let's do this. Like, I turned on Primestar. This is the first day we have Primestar.
Right.
After, we haven't had TV in like a year and a half, and like I turn it on in my room, so I'm living like a king at the age of 8, and like, boom, there's a panther with guns who's also a man. I don't understand it. It's in CG, which looks amazing at the time.
Probably awful now. Oh, it
probably does not hold up. But I was like, yeah, let's do this.
You ever see the Donkey Kong Country cartoon?
No.
That was also CG. And it's
I can remember. That's where
the crystal coconuts come from. It's one of the things you have to collect a million of in Donkey Kong 64. They come from that show.
I do remember that because, like, King K. Rool, I thought was, like, super terrifying. But now he probably looks
probably because the CG was so bad. He's probably still terrifying, but for different reasons.
For very different reasons. So anyway, we'll stop talking about Megazord. But I think Megazord's the coolest toy ever. And then the next Megazord that comes out is the Thunder Megazord. And this one, they were tricky on. They split it up. So you had to buy the Red Dragon.
Oh. You have to buy...
And then the rest of them. Or...
Black Widow, and you get...
And you get Captain Thanos' America's arm. Left leg. Yeah. And so I don't think I got that because I also saw online that there was a deluxe version that had them both together. And like on the side, there was like a map and it was like these four plus the Red Dragon equals the Thunder Megazord. And I was like, oh, that's real neat that they did that because like imagine if they just like, oh, you got to get them in pieces. Like there would be no happy kids.
No.
Because, like, you would get, like, think of it like Amiibos now. It's kind of like that. Yeah. It'd be like, I got the Red Dragon. Everyone's like, oh, we just got the rest of them. Ugh. They don't do anything. Phoenix looks cool, but that's about it. Some other, like, Zords that went with them. Dragon Zord, obviously.
Right.
Which was, like, very sturdy. Mine, unfortunately, was chewed to death by my dog Junker, like, you know, 15 years ago. So...
I don't mean to be super quiet. I just didn't have any of these
right.
things.
Right. So, well, jump in with any questions or anything.
Well, I'm waiting to get to something that maybe I had and just forgot.
Okay, so then there was the 12-inch ones. Those were, like, I think probably the most popular toy right off the shelf. They came in, like, the triangle cardboard.
I do remember, though. I remember wanting the crap out of all of those and never getting any.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I had all of them. Like I said, this was it for me. There was nothing else in the world. There was no other shows. There was like I watched other shows, but it was just like because Power Rangers wasn't on. You know?
Right, yeah.
So I had those. There were the Thunder Bikes. I don't know if you ever had those. The Flippy Head guys went with them. They could fit on them. They were like the unicorn.
I don't think bikes. I ever had the bikes. I did have it was the Black Ranger's helmet.
Yeah.
Right. And it had a tiny little Black Ranger on a bike that you could put up inside under a visor. And if you pulled like a ripcord on the back, it would shoot out the bike.
I don't think I had that.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
It is neat. You would go pretty good, yeah, too, if you got like a good rip on him.
Get your tiny little baby muscles going as fast as they can. Another ones that I like, there was Micro Machine versions. The only one I still have is the Mammoth.
The Zords?
Yeah. The only one I have is the Mammoth, and the front paw.
Were they like little rubber?
Yeah, they were like plasticky rubber.
I remember having a Mammoth then.
Yeah, and like you move the front leg and the nose goes up.
Okay, I had that.
Yeah, that's the only one I have it somewhere in this apartment, but I don't have any of the other ones. They're really neat because they're just tiny little dummy baby versions. And as you will recall, we are pro dummy baby version of anything here.
I had as a kid, and even now I see them and get excited, like just tiny little rubbery plastic figures.
Oh, from like gumball machines?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love them. I don't know why I like tiny little things.
They just look neat. You just got like.
It's just cool.
Yeah, they're just cool. And they're like inherently collectible because there's like a million of.
Right.
Like, it's like, oh, do you want an alien? Well, here's 1,000 different aliens that you got to get. Like, I know I had a bunch of aliens. There's the Domos.
Yeah.
They're like, I want the Luchador one. You're never going to get the Luchador one. You're going to get seven of the Run DMC ones, and that's it. Anyways, there's Dragon Zord. Back to the Zords. There was Tor, which debuted in Season 2. We're not going to talk about any of the Season 3
Tor got the whole Megazord inside of him, right?
Yeah.
Does the toy also fit the entire Megazord?
The toy
Megazord
does, yeah. It's
him?
Like, it's huge. It's like, it's, you can't, you guys can't see. It's this big.
this big is like two of his heads side by side.
So if you know what my head looks like, it's like two of that. But like the back opened up, like they flapped out, and then you could fit in an entire Megazord into it and close it. It wasn't supposed to, because you're only supposed to put the Red Dragon Man version in there.
Right.
And then, or you could have the wings open and then have it stand in the back.
Stand on top and be the Thunder Ultra Zord.
So it's pretty cool.
Ultra Thunder Zord?
I think Ultra Thunder Zord sounds better.
Yeah.
I don't actually know, though. And Titanus, obviously, huge thing as well, because it had to fit the Dragon Mega Thunder Zord, so you can do Ultra Mode or whatever. It's been so long since we watched this, I don't remember what they're called.
that's the Super Ultra Zord 64, when they're all there.
Yeah, Megazord Plus. Then, another, the thing I wanted to talk about the most, though, two things. It's the bad guys were just as plentiful as the good guys.
Because you could get Goldar, Squat, Bebu, and Rita, and Finster.
And later Zed.
And they were that same scale as, like, the 12-inch.
Yeah.
They were that same style figure.
Yeah, as the 12-inch ones. Then there was also the little guys. I call them surfboard guys because they had the base that was, like, so they could stand because they had little tiny feet. But in my little baby brain, I was like, they're on a hoverboard, you know.
Right. I used to do that with, like, army men.
Yeah, and so they're, like, every one of those. Plus, it was, like, a bunch of different monsters. Nowadays, like, Ross Butler sent us a tweet that, like, he found two bad guys.
He found Fury and
a Villachek, a Hervé Villachez.
I want to say a Loogie, but that's Megaforce.
Yeah,
right?
Vivian
from Paper Mario.
From Paper Mario, yes.
My favorite partner.
Is it?
Yep.
Is she a ghost? Is she one of the ghosts?
She's like a shadow ghost.
Cool.
Kind of thing. She's a boy.
She's
in
a
Japan.
Boy in Japan. She's a Trini.
Right.
Well, In a way. Anyway, so he found those two. I don't know where he lives, but they were it looks like a Target. We have none at our Target.
No, we only have good guys.
We only have the good guys, which is dumb.
It's real stupid.
Do you know how many putties I had? Probably like 30. I swear to God, because I was like, I need more putties. And so for like my birthday, I would just get like, here's six putties, you know?
Right.
Or my mom's like, oh, I stopped by Walmart on the way home. I got you a putty.
Putty.
It's just like, So my guys would have someone to fight.
Amass an army of putties.
Yeah.
To fight all six of my Rangers.
Like all six of my Rangers. And then, like, you know, there was, like, a King Sphinx.
I must have had a bad guy. Because I know Tommy and Jason did not fight each other.
Did they ever fight any Ninja Turtles?
They may have fought foot soldiers.
That might be
it. And Shredder.
Bebop and Rocksteady would be some pretty good Power Ranger monsters as well.
Yeah.
Oh, Sheamus is Rocksteady.
Especially if one of them is Sheamus.
At the game store, near us, Outlaw Moon in Austin, Texas. If you're there, if you're in Austin, go there. Go check that place out. It's pretty cool. They have like a Socadillo and a Venusable Flytrap.
Right.
And then they have a, I think it's a Guitardo in a Socadillo box.
Like as a misprint?
Looks like it. I don't know if some kid just put it back in the wrong one. It's like, oh, I don't have the other. But like, it looks like it's supposed
right.
to be in there.
Right.
Because like the plastic kind of fit them. The, yeah. The plastic yeah. insert. So like looking at those, I'm like, oh man, I had some of these. Like I definitely had a King Sphinx of that size. Because King Sphinx, like I said a million times, is the best monster. I had a million of them. Like they were in every size. He was a little dummy surfer. He was a 12-inch. He was the in-between size to fight my flippy head guys. And I think there might have been a larger version to fight Megazord. I'm not sure, but I think that that might have happened.
How big? Let me look at Megazord.
I would say 13 inches.
You could get away with using a 12-inch monster to fight that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing I want to talk about, this is probably the last thing we'll talk about as far as the early Power Rangers toys go. Did you ever have – you probably did not.
Probably not.
Because if you haven't mentioned it by now, I doubt you had it. There was a command center?
Definitely didn't have okay. that.
Okay, this thing was ballin'. It was – it had a tube with a Zordon face in it.
Right. Was it like a holographic one?
Yeah. It had
– that's crazy.
It had like some consoles, but then it had seats that you could sit in and either fire missiles or rocket the Rangers out of. I don't remember. It was huge though. It was like 2 feet around. It had like 2 sides sprawled out to give you separate chambers. It fit the little flippy head guys. It was like scaled to that.
Right.
But it was awesome. Here's what it was called. The Power Dome.
Welcome to the Power Dome.
Welcome to the Power Dome. 2 Rangers enter, 1 Ranger leaves. yeah. I have not seen a set like that probably since.
No, I've never even seen that. I did not know that existed until right now.
I used to have it. It's probably, I'm going home in 2 weeks. I'm going to get my other friend Josh over. We're going to go rummaging at my parents' house. I'm going to come home with some Megazords because I know I have a couple other ones. So I'm going to see how many I can get, how many are salvageable. But like definitely a turbo one or two.
Right. All right. So not necessarily a toy, but another thing I had, they had lenticular trading cards.
Yep.
Where it was like, this is Kimberly, and then you move it a little bit, and it's the Pink Ranger.
Pink Ranger.
I had all of those.
All of them?
Yep. Nice. Maybe not like the whole set. I had all the Rangers.
All the Rangers. Those didn't come with the trading cards,
right? I don't remember how they came. I don't remember how I acquired them. I just know that I had them. I would spend a fair amount of time looking at them.
Just looking at them. Just let them lenticulate.
It's world before smartphones.
Right? You had to make your own fun. I know we said that was it, but we didn't touch on any of the weapons except for really early in this.
Right. Well, the only weapon I've ever owned is the Legacy Dragon Dagger that I have now.
I had all of them, as you might imagine. The Dino Blaster came with a Morpher, and I still have at least 2 of the original Power Coins from that. I know I have Tyrannosaurus and Sabertooth Tiger, and I'm pretty sure they're here. Those are, like, really cool when you're a kid. Now that we have the die-cast ones, I'm like, this is so cheap. Look at how,
yeah, they're,
look at how cheap this is.
They're
look
really
at,
cheap.
Look at how Saban this is. It's so quaint. I think that's it. Oh, there were the Barbie dolls, too.
I definitely didn't have those.
It was just the pink and the yellow Rangers, obviously.
Right.
My cousin Crystal had them. They were like Barbie doll knockoffs. Like they were more well proportioned. They weren't like that weird, like crazy skinny Barbie doll. And they had their suits, and then you could take the suits off, and they had clothes on underneath. Neither of them looked like Kimberly or Trini. Like the Trini one just had black hair, and they had the same face. I'm pretty sure.
As Barbies are wont to do.
Yeah. And that I think that concludes all the toys that there were.
Yeah. Are we going to talk about legacy stuff?
Yeah, we can talk about legacy stuff for a minute.
All right. I have a Dragon Dagger.
Cool.
We
have the Morphers, too.
And the Morphers.
Yeah.
The original ones. I never got the Green and White Ranger one.
No.
Because like by the time that came out, I was a little over Tommy.
Yeah.
And I wish I could just buy the coins.
Right. That would be a good business model. Like, here's a little package of the two. That's it.
And then, like, they could release more later. Here's the Ninja Coins and the Thunder Coins and the
Thunder Coins different?
Yeah, they're not.
Thunder coins are not different.
They're not different, but how cool would a lion coin be?
Those right? coins would be killer.
Yeah.
Those would be some killer coins, like a falcon coin, or not a falcon.
There is a falcon.
Phoenix coin.
Right.
Could look real cool.
Yeah, and they would all be in that, like, style of the white tiger one, because they'd all be from Die Ranger.
Yeah.
That'd be neat. We should look up what those look like.
I think.
Or is the White Ranger coin American designed?
No, it's because it's the same
design. Did they use coins in Die Ranger?
No, they had aura changers. I don't know what they look like, though. There will be a link in the post, and we'll look it up afterwards.
Yep.
Because I've only heard about it on Super Sentai Brothers, so I don't know what they actually look like. I don't know if there's coins or, like, I think there might be balls they put in, or maybe they're just things. Maybe they just exist as right. they are. Because I don't even know if the Jiu-Ranger morphers had coins that popped out.
I don't know.
I don't know if they had power coins. Maybe they did.
They might have. I don't know. I've only seen, like, a few episodes, and I don't remember them, so...
I vaguely remember.
Sad commentary on the way I am.
Yep.
But you could also get, like, the Alien Ranger coins, too.
Right,
those are neat ones because they're just, like, abstract designs.
Yeah, it could be cool. You could just release back to them and
I would give you $10 for a couple good quality diecast coins. Like,
yeah, easy. I'm not paying $35 for another morpher that I don't want and just two coins.
Well, that's good because they're 60. It's the same full price as the one with five coins.
I thought they were 35. No, you're right. They are 60.
That might have gone on sale.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, and like I said, I'm kind of over Jason David Frank. Gary also suggested we talk about that. Here's the whole episode.
I don't want to be negative on the air.
Yeah, right. Like, here's the whole episode. I appreciate how much he likes his fans. I think he needs some perspective. That's all we're going to say about it.
Right.
You know, it is what it is. But the Legacy Zords look really cool. Neither of us have them. But
no.
Boy, did I almost buy one at Toys R Us the other day.
Yeah.
Legacy Saba also looks real cool.
It's like $100 though,
it's so expensive. Can you imagine, though? Can you imagine? In the theater, the dreamscape, the theater of your mind, you have a die-cast metal dragon Megazord with a Tyrannosaurus and his entourage in a Titanus and diecast Titanus,
right? Because it's also a Legacy Titanus.
It would be enormous. And there's also the White Tiger Sword. No Thunder Megazord yet, though. But it is. I think they've confirmed it is coming. And then
I don't know if it's been confirmed. It might have been by now. I don't really keep on top of it. But there's like hooks in the White Tiger Sword, so he can attach to other things.
Yeah, those weird like.
Like, he turns into the Megazord part, like...
Yeah,
but... So they have to be coming.
Right, exactly. So then there's, like, what's next? Are they going to do the Ninja Zords?
They're just going to keep going?
The Shogun Zords?
Because if they keep going at the rate they're going, they will always be 20 years behind where they are.
Yeah. Look, dude. I'm going to buy that Zeo Zord. I'm going to buy that Mega Voyager. I'm probably going to buy those Turbo Zords.
I'm not going to do that.
Here's the thing.
I'm probably not going to buy any of the Zords, if I'm being honest.
I'm going to buy the Zords eventually, but got to have a better job first.
Right.
But that's definitely on my list of, like, once I'm making, like, a good amount of expendable income, yeah, dude, I'm buying Power Ranger toys.
Yeah, I definitely at least want to get Saba to go with my Dragon
Dagger. Yeah, Saba does look so cool. And, like, he doesn't have, like, the stupid, like, stickers anymore. So it's like...
Right, it's just all, like,
yeah, it looks
painted
real good.
On. All right. This dog's not going to quit, so I think we are.
Yeah, all right. So hopefully you enjoyed this. Hopefully you didn't hear the dog too much. You can probably hear him now, I bet, if you listen hard enough. Poor guy's just, like, left alone and, like, freaking out. And I tried talking to him, but he's not listening to me.
No, he's not. He's not listening to any reason.
Yeah, he's being a very unreasonable dog. Anyway, morphingrade.tumblr.com is our website. If you want to email us, you can do that at littleidiots.morphingrade@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrade. Facebook at facebook.com/themorphingrade. We're on iTunes. We're also on YouTube now.
Yeah.
So those are the Morphin Grid classics have been going up.
Get 5 legacy episodes a week.
Yeah, I like legacy episodes better than classics.
Classics are like where we established jokes that we still tell
right,
to this day.
Yes. Sneering Babe. The episode 5 where we coined Truly Watch in that episode.
Maybe.
There's a couple other ones coming up, but some good stuff. Giggle Fits was in there where I just couldn't stop laughing at something. I think it was Oh Crap Alpha.
It was.
Yeah.
That just tickled you so funny.
So much. It just hit me right where I needed it to. It was great. So, yeah.
We don't have a custom URL, so there's a link in the description for that.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Because, like, We got to be at least 30 days.
That's one of the things.
So if you guys have YouTube, just go subscribe and like the process will go faster.
Yeah.
You don't have to because you probably already listened to it. But maybe you want to listen to them again and YouTube is easier somehow. Do that. So I think that's all we have. I think that's all we have for the day.
I think that's going to do it.
This poor dog. Poor dog is breaking my heart. But also, real quick, I don't think I got to iTunes yet. Guys, give us some reviews. We need them.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, we're on iTunes.
We are on iTunes. So, yeah, we haven't gotten a review in quite some time. And no pressure. But come on.
We know new people are listening.
Yeah, so if you have a minute, just traipse on over to the Morphin Grid on iTunes. Give us a review, whatever you feel is appropriate. But, like, do you want to be the guy or girl that is the first not a 5-star review? I don't think so. I think this is 5-star entertainment.
I hope that's not why we haven't gotten any, because no one wants to be that guy.
Oh, that's a sad idea.
I don't think that's why. I don't think so. You know, people are busy. I get it.
Right, yeah. I mean, to be fair, I don't rate. Maybe this month I'll go through and I'll rate every podcast I listen to, all like 5,000 of them.
I think you listen to all of them at this point.
No, definitely not. I listen to about 35, somewhere between 30 and 35 ballpark.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. I just got something to do with my time during the day.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Different strokes.
Yeah.
I record one. I don't listen to any.
There's so many good ones. Anyway, also, we don't get a lot of emails. Guys, you don't write? You don't call? We want to hear from you. We want to...
How do we even know you're there?
Yeah, we just... I want to make this a little more, like, interactive. Also, and this is something that's going to be completely proprietary, by which I mean if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. If it does, it does. Starting next season, in the beginning of every episode, I want to do, like, if you guys have any thoughts about the last episode and you send them to us, we'll talk about it and we'll, like, kind of review the last one a little bit.
Yeah.
So if that happens, if we have any, we'll talk about it. If we don't, we won't. That's on you guys.
I think that's a cool way to get you guys in on this with us.
Yeah. So just, you know, littleidiots.morphinggrid@gmail.com. I know it's not the most user-friendly email, but it was all that was available. So that's probably it. That's good for us rambling for this little Bobo episode. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time,
may the power protect you.
Hey everybody, welcome to a bonus episode of the Morphin Grid. We gotta hurry up because the neighbor's dog is going crazy.